Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. We're about to stream live over at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have officially entered the next level of the information age this week with the free, yes, free iPod application, Alex Jones Show. That's right, Alex Jones Show. Please don't buy the InfoWars app. It's not our app. We're not trying to sell you anything. What we're trying to do is bring you the truth via all means possible, and now through the iPhone. Listen how you want, when you want. The full four-hour program is rebroadcast all day. So if you're having problems sleeping at 3 in the morning, if you're on the road at 7 a.m., you missed the broadcast from the day before, plug in your iPhone, get the Alex Jones app, and hit play, baby, because you'll be listening all day and all night for free. Let me repeat that, for free. We give so much away here. I do want to remind people that we do have a large video and bookstore. We are the first to carry an off-the-bat discount, Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies. I hold it in my hand right here. I guess that's kind of on the air. For some reason, we're on only one camera over here. And it is just an excellent, excellent book so far. Again, I read the introduction in the first chapter called The First Not Alone Nut, John Wilkes Booth, and even I can learn something from this book, folks. So go get Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies over at Infowars.com. Or if you want the latest and the greatest in the video department, we have the follow-up to American Drug War over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, a great way to reach out to the teenager in your life, the 20-something in your life, to get them turned on to this information. All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Phil in Ohio. Phil, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason. First off, God bless you and Alex and your loved ones.
Thank you, sir.
I'm an old dog. I'm 66.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you're not old enough to remember or know about it. I got involved trying to find out what was going on when Laetrile, a proven cancer cure, was not allowed in the United States.
The story of B-17 by G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward Griffin, again, going to be in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. But, yeah, I mean, that's been around forever, and G. Edward Griffin has been fighting these people for years and years and years, and I am not a doctor. But for those that do not know the story of Levitrol or B-17, I suggest you find G. Edward Griffin's writings on the matter. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, in my investigating, I also joined the John Birch Society. At the time, pretty much the only organized pro-American, anti-communist, limited government group of patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Opposing what was going on, and Screwball was probably one of the kindest names I'd been called. But we had the program, and still do for that matter, Get Us Out of the United Nations, the billboards along the highways.
Yeah, Get Us Out of the United Nations and the United Nations Out of the United States was the mantra of the John Birch Society. So many good people in those organizations. We've had the head of the John Birch Society in studio less than a year ago. He was a really nice gentleman. And we see the expansion of freedom-loving organizations such as the John Birch Society with the launch of We Are Change internationally all over the world. If you don't want to be in We Are Change or John Birch Society, start your own group. You don't even have to be part of a group. Do some freeway blogging. You know, hand out the DVDs. Get out on your street corner. Inform the public. Talk to your friends. Talk to your families. Become a human being again, folks. Please. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex Jones, who's on assignment. And before we go back to your calls, I want to hit up ClimateGate for a moment. Now, Tuesday, snowstorm shatters local records. We're seeing this in places like Chicago. We got the headline over here. Washington, D.C., record levels. Baltimore, Maryland, record levels. And what does the mainstream media say? Well, they say it's because of global warming. See, they have their cake and eat it too. If there was no snow, it's global warming. If we have too much snow, it's global warming. But they don't even use the term global warming anymore. They say climate change, so it can be all-encompassing. Doesn't matter that China has internal documents saying that, well, this is really about a consolidation of power and world government. And I'm no fan of the Chinese or their policies, but let's look at these other headlines. And again, these are all out of the UK, mainline publications. This is Saturday's Globe and Mail. The great global warming collapse. As science scandals keep coming, the air has gone out of the climate change movement. Of course it has. Because the IPCC is a UN organization hell-bent on global governance and really a one world order, a new world order with the elitists at the top, with the bankers in control, and us as the serfs and slaves. Has nothing to do with saving the planet and everything to do with taxing you to death and controlling your lives from the inside out, saying how much energy you can use, what kind of home you can live in, how many cars you can have, how many children you will be allowed. Also coming up in Invisible Empire, Ted Turner talking about one and two child policies in this country. He calls them voluntary. Folks, there's no such thing as a voluntary one-child policy. Okay? Doesn't exist. It's like black sunshine. Doesn't happen. Okay? Just doesn't happen. Climate change research bungle. The research institute run by the head of the UN's climate body has handed out a series of environmental awards to companies that have given it financial support. That's called quid pro quo. Again, nothing to do with the climate and everything to do with empowering world government and kickbacks. The Energy and Resources Institute, of which Dr. Rajendra Pachauri is the director general, has given corporate awards to companies such as Pepsi and Honda. Oh, yes, Pepsi and Honda are so green, as well as Indian businesses. Those same companies have given financial backing to Terry through grants or paid for consultancy work. Oh, we'll hire him as a consultant for a couple $100,000 a year. That would never sway his opinion. No, no, no. New errors in IPCC climate change report. The United Nations Panel on Climate Change is facing fresh criticism today as the Sunday Telegraph reveals new factual errors and poor sources of evidence in its influential report to government leaders. This was the end-all, be-all report, I believe, back in 2007. And let's just go through the list. But the top list, this is what the mainstream media is telling you. The corporate-controlled press is admitting this. It contained the publication of inaccurate data on the potential of wave power to produce electricity around the world, which was wrongly attributed to the website of commercial wave energy company. Claims based on information in press releases and newsletters. New examples of statements based on student dissertations, two of which were unpublished. Did you hear that? Student dissertations that were unpublished. More claims which were based on reports produced by environmental pressure groups. They are the latest in a series of damaging revelations about the IPCC's most recent report published in 2007. Last month, the panel was forced to issue a humiliating retraction after it emerged statements about the melting of Himalayan glaciers were inaccurate. They used some, you know, kid who was a mountain climber in his 20s saying that he took pictures and it looked like the glaciers were melting. No scientific evidence whatsoever. Zero. 0.0 evidence. And then I got to end it on this note. I thought of killing myself, says climate scandal professor Phil Jones. And Phil Jones is featured, again, in my upcoming film Invisible Empire. And this guy said, boy, when this happened, I just felt so bad. I almost killed myself. And what's really disgusting about the article is that they relate his experience to Dr. David Kelly. Saying that Dr. David Kelly killed himself. He was murdered. Murdered! They're saying he killed himself after he came out publicly and said that the Defense Department out in the UK had sexed up intelligence about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction. All of a sudden you find him in the woods with his wrist cut. And they're trying to say that that's a suicide and it's in relation. No, they killed this guy for telling the truth. The inquests have shown it. The cover-ups have shown it. But now Phil Jones, I couldn't deal with it. Now he won't admit that he was wrong or that he was lying. He's just upset about the way the media handled it. Read the emails, folks. The emails are the most damning thing you could possibly read. Don't read the media spin. Read the emails. All right, let's go back to a few more callers. Let's go to Jim in Virginia. Jim, you're on the line. Oh, no, Jim, he hung up. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just, you know, all the information you gave out about the cyber attacks and things like that, I think it's also just attack the worsening economy. They just want to get the complete control of all
I agree.
What they want to do.
Well, I agree. And you can tell that when Obama is apathetic or what is it? Agnostic towards taxes on regular Americans. Before, when he was a champion of the people, there will be no new taxes, we're leaving Iraq, we're getting out of Afghanistan, we're going to come fiscally responsible, we're getting rid of lobbyists. None of it was true. Zero of it was true. They just continue to bail out the banks with trillions of dollars. They continue to pass nightmarish legislation like the Give Act. They promote Youth Corps. And they are trying to put this country under more socialization, which is just going to lead to a global government takeover. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, and I just also, you know, you're right about the 9/11 truth. I'm a former volunteer firefighter, and after 2002, when I woke up, I was trained in, you know, in fire behavior, and then when he started talking about the steel melting, I said, wait a minute, no way, it doesn't melt at that temperature.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
And people need to realize that. You know, they've come out with so many different stories. I appreciate the call. Let's go through a few of those stories. First day, okay? Well, it just got so hot that the steel melted and then the building pancaked floor by floor by floor. Then you start looking at the videos and it doesn't pancake floor by floor. You can see huge ejections from the explosions that are taking place 20, 40, and 60 floors below the supposed quote-unquote pancake. So then they come out and they spin it and they say, well, it didn't really have to be hot enough to melt the steel. It just had to weaken it. And then this domino effect happened and the central columns gave way. Remember, they told you it was a hollow tube. Nothing could have been further from the truth. It was a huge cross-section grid. I mean, it's out of control what they told you and what really happened. And then we point out, well, there were temperatures of over 2,700 degrees at the base of the World Trade Center. Jet fuel only burns at 1,800 degrees. They refuse to address that point. When you talk about the molten metal, it doesn't exist. They don't want to talk about the molten metal. They say this is their talking point back. This is what the people over at Skeptics Magazine like Tom Shermer and other scumbags say. They say, well, it didn't have to be that hot. You know, at 1,800 degrees, listen, we're not talking about when steel loses its strength. We're talking about the molten metal that was found on the site. And then John Gross of NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which are in charge of this Cybersecurity Act with the FCC, same organization, gets up in front of a college classroom at a lecture and says, well, I was on the site. I never saw any of it. And then a professor from that school, all in loose change, final cut, you get it for $5, case, DVD, whole nine over at Infowars.com. One of the professors who's at the lecture says, well, wait a minute, what about this molten metal? And he's like, well, could you show it to me? Did you see it yourself? And he's like, well, no, but it was reported. Oh, I don't know of any reports. And then we play the firefighters talking about the molten metal. We play Ken Holden of the Federal Emergency Management Agency talking about the molten metal dripping from Building 6. We show you the clips where they talk about 2,000-plus degree temperatures weeks after the attacks. But the debunkers don't want to touch it because it's the truth. God forbid we act like grown-ups in this country and talk about the truth. The truth has become like some diseased organism of lepers that nobody wants to touch. Well, I'm going to embrace the truth, and I'm going to do everything in my power to change the truth of the situation from the fact that we are overrun by a tyrannical system in which corporations' special interests dominate our lives on behalf of offshore banks, to one where we have a government for and by the people again, and it's not taboo to talk about the truth anymore. That's my goal. All right, let's go to Justin in Pennsylvania. Justin, you're on the line.
Oh, wonderful. In regards to the internet policies they're trying to pass now, I've been working in the internet industry since the early mid-90s,
mm-hmm.
And the actual government monitoring of the internet has been going on long before that.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the passage of the Homeland Security Act, turn the radio off. There are monitoring stations, for example, in New Jersey back in late 2009. They were installing a new monitoring station in the T-Mobile station. They call it, quote-unquote, the back room,
mm-hmm.
where each of the high-speed serial links coming into the network were being tapped and brought into this back room so that everything coming into and out of the station could be monitored.
Exactly. And what happens, people don't understand. They go, well, they don't have enough personnel to listen to all my phone calls or read all my emails. You're damn right they don't have enough personnel. Thank the Lord. What they do have, and they've had since the late 90s publicly out in the open, these are the systems that we knew about in the 90s. They have Echelon and Carnivore software. So they go through, they pick out key phrases, specific places, and then they track and trace and database you from there. On top of that, I want to talk about something WikiLeaks released about 2-3 months ago that's of utter importance in this massive slave state control grid. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 11th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $10.79.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.09.35, $5.54.68 for a half ounce, or $2.77.34 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.09.35, $5.54.68, and $2.77.34.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in while Alex is on assignment. We're about to have Richard Reeves in studio in the next segment for the final 90 minutes of the program. If you missed any of the broadcast, remember, after the show, we put out a free, yes, free podcast where you can go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and get it for free, or you can download the free iPhone app and listen to it how you want, when you want, 24/7, 365. It is the coolest new thing. I have it on my iPhone. I don't have my iPhone on me, or I'd show it to Prison Planet. TV viewers. Maybe we'll do that in the upcoming segment, but I just love seeing the InfoWar expand. You know, we were number 9 out of the top 10 hottest stories on Alexa this week. How awesome is that? And then you go to our Alexa ratings, and we are just jumping leaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds. I went to our U.S. rating this week, and we are in the top 1,000 sites. We're like 900 and something in the United States of America, 3,000 overall. It's amazing, and it's a testament to what we can do as a people when we get over our fear and we turn that fear into activism, into proactively attacking the system that is trying to destroy us. All right, let's take a couple more callers. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma. Justin, you're online. Yes, sir.
My sources are a little low to look up some of this stuff, but I have a few questions. One of them would be something I heard on TV about in Afghanistan, how we were doing everything to make their lives better, and like supposedly our government allowed rape.
Supposedly, let me stop you because you are just like going through this so slow. First of all, we're not in Afghanistan to help anybody but ourselves. We put in our dictator, Hamid Karzai, a Chevron executive, and we fund his brother, the lead opium dealer in Afghanistan for the last 8 years covertly through the Central Intelligence Agency. That's the Bush administration. That's the Obama administration. Point one. Point two, right now, as we speak, NATO and U.S. forces, NATO, UN forces, again, it's about globalism, it's about internationalism, are digging in for a huge offensive on quote-unquote Taliban fighters. It's a dog and pony show. We could have been in and out of that country in 2-3 months. That's not what we wanted. We want that country to build the infrastructure of a Eurasian Union under our control. A conglomerate of Iraq, which we've taken over, of Afghanistan, which we've taken over, of Saudi Arabia, which we've worked with for really decades now. We want Iran. We're beating the drums against Yemen, and we're looking to take over that region. As far as the rape goes, my friend, that was out in 2004. Let me say that again. 2004. Senators came out of hearings, not just looking at the Guantanamo Bay pictures that we've seen, but seeing some of the actual rape videos. They videotaped some of these rapes and killings, and they were disgusted. So there is no question that United States military personnel are over there torturing and raping people. Yes, that is the uncomfortable truth that most people don't want to address. Go ahead, Justin.
The bill that was passed, not about our own doing it, but the fact of a bill passed allowing rape to be legal. A male can deny his wife a food for 3 days, and if there is a rape, you can try her for murder if he does not enjoy his pleasures, and
what are you talking about? Islamic law, Justin? I'm not sure what you're... If you're discussing, you know, laws from other countries, you know, some of these things are chauvinistic. They are in favor of male dominance. But I can assure you there are no laws to be passed by the United States government or even internationally where rape is okay. I can promise you that. Rape, not okay. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Michael in California. Michael, you're online.
Hey, Jason. Good morning or afternoon. Something that I came across on Channel 2, Fox Network Channel 2 in San Francisco, mm-hmm. is that in April, the city and county has decided that they will send out the first carbon tax bills in the country. Now, the interesting point about this is that the UN was created in San Francisco. But they have announced that come April, all businesses, and this is only businesses, not people, but all businesses in the city and county of San Francisco will be receiving their first carbon tax bill of the year.
Well, they couldn't get it in on the federal level. And they couldn't get it in on the international level with the Copenhagen Climate Conference. So what are they going to do? They're going to bring it to the local level first and see which suckers pay into it. We'll be back after this with Richard Rees. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, and it's Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, we're renegades.
We are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex as he is on assignment. We are joined now by Richard Reeves, a local activist and host of Frontline Texas. Richard, how are you today?
Hey, Jason, I'm doing great, and thank you and Alex and the crew for having me on.
Hey, no, thank you for coming in. Why don't you just give a short synopsis of who you are and how you really became awakened to the Patriot Movement? Because you've been a local activist for a long time. I know you've been out on trips with Alex before, with myself. You've been camera crew, you know, driving us around, part of the action.
That's right. It's been a few years now. I first tuned into Alex in 97, but going back even further than that, I remember as a young kid in single digits of age, playing dominoes and Pollyanna with my grandmother. And at that time, one of the best resources, ironically enough, was one of these tabloids like the Inquirer and things like that. At that time, that's how you got a lot of this information about the New World Order and how ultimately the plan was to take America over from within. Mm-hmm. And even then, as a 6, 7, 8 year old playing these board games with my grandmother, she was telling me about that, how that we were destined to be destroyed from within. And so that was really my first heads up as a young boy, even back then. And my dad, he kind of knew what was going on. But You know, it wasn't until around 1992 that the puzzle started getting put together for me more, and that was from listening to a radio talk show host named Chuck Harder. I don't know if you've ever heard of Chuck Harder, but he was back in 92, and he was definitely at that time exposing the left-right paradigm and how that, you know, the left side's phony, the Democrats are run by these fraudsters and the bankster gangsters, and then you've got the right side run by the fraudster bankster gangsters. And he was really starting to demonstrate that back in 92. But then in 97, driving through Austin, Texas as a truck driver, I was going through Austin, Texas on a regular basis about twice a week, if not even more frequently. And at that time, Alex Jones was, he'd gotten on a blowtorch of a radio FM station, 98.9 FM, and he was doing a great job back then. I didn't have any idea. He was only in his early 20s. Back in 97.
He has that gravelly voice, so, you know, it's very hard to distinguish.
Exactly. You know. And so I didn't have any idea he was that young of a man. I thought he's in his 30s, 40s, something like that. But then
36th birthday today. Happy birthday, Alex Jones, out there. I want to throw that out there.
Well, that's right. Happy birthday, Alex. And wherever you are, I hope you're having a good time. But the thing that really got me in 97, listening to Alex, was that he really had the ability to articulate the New World Order and how they operate, which that's been one of the shortages that we've had for so many years. And he was able to articulate that, and he really got me on board. He was at that time really bashing Bill Clinton at that time in 97. And, of course, who did we have in the governor's mansion during that time? None other than George W. Bush. And so it was somewhere, I guess, in 1998 or 99 that they literally changed the format on 98.9 FM. It went to all Spanish radio, and all of a sudden that talk radio station was gone. And frankly, I lost track of Alex there briefly. But when I saw 9/11, when I saw those events of 9/11, I remember that I worked night shift, you know, for many years, and at that time during 9/11, I was working night shift as well. But on that particular day, my phone would not quit ringing. It would not quit ringing. So I finally said, man, I got to answer this call. It must be important. And it's none other than my mother calling me up saying, you need to turn on the TV and see what's going on. And so for the rest of the day, I did basically nothing but watch the events on 9/11. And I saw Building 7 come down live on TV that day. And from there on, I said, man, I got to find Alex Jones again, because this guy, I'm sure he knows what's up. He knows what's going on. I knew that when I saw Building 7, that the official so-called story that they were feeding us was a lie. And from there on, it's like, as far as activism goes, it's like, how do you go back to non-activism after seeing that and realizing that the NWO is that criminal and that crazy?
After 3,000 people are killed on live television.
Right.
And I, you know, this is why I keep hearkening back to 9/11. I think it's very important we do so. And why? Because, number one, it's their command and control operation. When they want to go into a nation, when they want to justify body scanners, what do they say? 9/11.
Right.
9/11. We're in a post-9/11 world. And this continues to this day.
Right.
8-plus years later.
And fortunately, with guys like Alex Jones and you, Jason, and all the work that's been done, is you hear less of that. Imagine where we would be. Imagine where we would be if we didn't have all these activists out there exposing 9/11 truth. I think we're not that far from a day when they're going to be, the powers that be and the mainstream media are going to be afraid to talk about 9/11, because the overwhelming numbers of us are going to be 9/11 truthers. I've seen this from being to Tea Party events before, where one of the things is, see, I'm a grassroots ground warfare. I'm a grunt on the ground is what I am in this info war. I'm one of the grunts on the ground. I go to Tea Party events in San Antonio. I've done a little bit of Tea Party events here in Austin. And then I'm always going to the different city council, county commissioners hearing, camp board hearings, all these different, you know, legislative hearings, et cetera. So that gives me a different perspective, being boots on the ground. And what's going on in the Tea Parties is that you can picture a scene out of Braveheart. And that's why I like to kind of describe it, is that what you've got in the Tea Parties is you've got liberty-minded people, patriots, 9/11 truthers on one side. You picture one of those battlefield scenes where they show the camera and they show that divide that's like a grassy field between these two armed forces that are about to just head on towards each other and clash. And, you know, there's going to be clanging of swords and spears being chunked and, you know, horses running over people and people getting stabbed, et cetera, crossbows being fired. And that is exactly what's going on in these Tea Parties, is you've got liberty and patriot-minded people encountering establishment Republican rhinos, the Republicans in name only, the neocons, and then you've got a lot of the globalists involved too. But the overwhelming number of people is going to be, end up going to be patriots. We're going to win this battle. I think that the Republican Party is the low-hanging fruit still. But I'm, as a matter of fact, now on that program Frontline Texas that you mentioned earlier, what I talk about is that we need to get big enough and bad enough with 9/11 Truth and all these NWO exposing issues to where we literally take over all the political system, left, right, Libertarian Party. We've got patriots involved in the Libertarian Party. I say to the Libertarians, man your battle stations. Keep your post. Don't let the NWO come back in and corrupt any of the parties. Libertarian Party is basically run by patriots and constitutionalists. And now I think what we're going to see is the Republican Party become patriot, and we're starting to see people get involved in the Democrat Party. And you can see that right here in Travis County. And I know it's a national show, but I want to emphasize that these little things that are happening all over the different places are just a microcosm view of the overall that's going to where 9/11 truthers, patriots, et cetera, keep getting bigger and bigger, and we end up being the majority.
Well, you know, I've noticed at these events, like these Tea Party events, that even the guys that maybe don't know about 9/11 truth, that are the mainline Republicans, if you give them an Obama deception or a fall of the Republic, they're just wide awake to that. They can see that. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, 9/11 isn't dealt with very much in those films, maybe briefly, you know, out of a 2-plus-hour movie. But they look at that, and then all of a sudden they're opened up to, hey, wait a minute, the Federal Reserve is a private system. Hey, wait a minute, the Bilderberg Group does exist. Hey, this isn't just Alex Jones talking about Obama standing in front of the United Nations as their Secretary General, you know, betraying right. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and ultimately the people that are in this country. So you start them out with something that like that. Then you give them, you know, a loose change final cut, a fabled enemies, a 9/11 truth rising, you know, and you can get those for great deals. And we encourage people. I remember the Tea Party I went to in San Antonio in April with Glenn Beck. There was a group there. I believe it was San Antonio 9/11 Truth. And they had copied over 1,000 Obama deceptions. And I personally witnessed them handing them out to people. And I can't tell you how many little old ladies, you know, in their 60s and 70s, grabbed it and they said, you know, I got sent this last week. I just watched it last night. This was unbelievable. Thank you for a hard copy. I'm going to give this to my son. I'm going to give this to my daughter. And it was so heartening to me that we can have such a big effect with what someone perceives are small movies. You know, we don't get a big theatrical release.
No.
You know, Miramax isn't backing us.
Right.
You know, mainstream Hollywood could give a rat's ass about
us. It's grassroots warfare at the best. And exactly what you laid out, I heard you talk about earlier in the show that you went to San Antonio to that Tea Party. And so you got to witness firsthand that it is like that Braveheart movie where you've got these two opposing forces clashing together, but the truth is going to win out. It's just a matter of reinforcing and getting it out there. And like you said, maybe with the neocon, you have to start out talking about the debauched food, the GMO food, or maybe it's about Big Pharma, you know, or maybe it's about the HPV vaccine that Rick Perry wanted to ram down everybody's throats, or maybe it's about the fluoride in the water. But sooner or later, somebody's got an issue that you can touch them on, and it's touching their life. Maybe they got an autistic kid. Who knows what the issue is? You can talk about public schools and how the continuing dumbing down of America just happens over and over and gets worse every year. So there's some way to approach everybody, and maybe 9/11 truth for some people is kind of the end of the road where they finally get to, but they will get to it or they'll have to deny it. And for those that would deny it, then I think they're in a heap of trouble because I've seen it happen at these Tea Party events where you've got one guy that he's not a 9/11 truther. Well, as he's walking around the room, he's meeting different people or whatever. He's running into 9/11 truthers.
Yeah.
So it was like one of these movies, like one of these zombie movies where every time you go around the corner, you run into another zombie. Well, it's another 9/11 truther. And so that's what we're going to get to, is we just need to be so ubiquitous on around every corner that there's no denying it. And that in 2012, I personally think, I really believe that we are going to field a presidential candidate. I don't know if it's going to be Ron Paul. Could be Ron Paul. I don't know who it is. But this time, there's not going to be any pussyfooting around with 9/11 Truth. It's going to be front and center. It's going to be on the agenda. And what we need to do to get there is get everybody to precinct conventions, both sides of the aisle, Democrat, Republican, precinct conventions, 9/11 Truthers, infiltrate all of these groups and get back our republic that way. And then when we go to these conventions, then we're there and we're ready to select presidential candidates of our own choosing.
Yeah, not let the bankers just select who they want. And I always tell people, you catch more flies with honey. So when you're talking to somebody that you know already has some kind of a different opposing political belief, try to bring them in with something you can agree on. You know, like you said, the right is more apt to know about the climate gate issue. You know, talk about the Copenhagen Treaty. You know, talk about the emails and work your way into other aspects of the military-industrial complex. And now, in Texas, it really does look like we have a shot at a governor who actually believes, get this, folks, in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
Tell us about Deborah Medina.
I'll tell you. I'm so happy to tell you about that. I'm glad you asked, Jason. Medina4Texas.com. That's the website, Medina4Texas.com. And I got to tell you, this latest public policy poll that came out showing her at 24% really is what's got the powers that be on the attack now. I'm surprised they waited so long, but yes, they are on the attack, and we can look for more attacks against Deborah Medina as this campaign goes forward. But, one thing I like to point out on my show is that we had 1.3 million voters vote independent in 2006. 1.3 million voters. Rick Perry only had 550,000 votes in that 2006 primary, and now he's looking at splitting that 550,000 vote base. He's looking at sharing that to some degree with Kay Bailey Hutchison. Rick Perry may end up with numbers in the 300,000 to 400,000 vote range. Jason, can we really think after all these years of Alex Jones right here in Austin, the hotbed of freedom, not just of Texas, not just of the nation, but of the world, can we really not believe that we've got a million patriots in Texas that are ready to hit that black box voting button for Deborah Medina? And I know those people out there, there's got to be a million of us ready to pull that and do that.
And I'm encouraging people to remain organized, especially on Election Day, because we know about the fraud with Diebold. We've seen Hacking Democracy. We've read Black Box Voting by Bev Harris. And we need to keep this election as honest as possible. We need pollsters going after the people as they exit, because we know they've done it in the past where they'll do a 10, a 15, or sometimes an even 20-point swing in the other direction.
That's right. That's right. The voterescue.org, Vicki Karp's group, her and Karen Rennick, I believe, have been on Alex's show before, and they talk about this issue of black box voting, and it is a very serious issue. As a matter of fact, in 2002, I went to work on a campaign back in 2002 here in Travis County because of that issue. I said, I hear Alex talking about black box voting, but man, I'm still having trouble with that. And I saw the two brothers that put the video together. I don't recall their name right off the top of my head, but they put a video together about black box voting. And I thought, man, it's just still hard for me to believe. But I got involved in that election in 2002 here in Travis County, and that made a believer out of me that, yes, black box voting does exist, and there are fraudulent things going on with our voting. But that's where we just, I need to emphasize that we are need to be big enough and bad enough. We need to have the numbers out there that we man every poll, and we do the polling like you're talking about, the exit polls of our own. And voterescue.org, I will be surprised. I'm sure that they're planning on doing something here in this election to help monitor the polls. And I think we can just make it to, and I think there's good people inside the system too. Not everybody's corrupted completely. I think a lot of the times, if we can just nail down the vote at the precincts and know those numbers there, then we just follow up the chain of command and try to verify the votes as they go up the chain of command when they bring them into those central locations at the county level. And that's another way to do it. But voterescue.org, those are the folks that are really going to be watching this. And I have full faith in those people like Vicki Karp, Karen Rennick, and their organization in helping watch for the vote fraud.
You know, we have to shine light on the darkness of corruption wherever it may lie. So, we have this election. It's a close election. Deborah Medina is edged out, we have to remain vigilant. I mean, we know in 2004, in the fixed presidential election of second and eighth cousins on both sides, second cousin on one, eighth cousin on the other, both went to Yale together, you know, 2 years apart, both in Skull and Bones.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't mention Skull and Bones.
Oh, no.
Anything about it.
That doesn't exist either, you know. It just doesn't exist. You know, it doesn't matter.
I can't talk about it.
Yeah, it's so secret I can't talk about it. And you look at that election. Kerry wins the election. Let me repeat that, folks. Kerry wins the election. In fact, in Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, he devotes an entire chapter to 2004. And in 2004, in Ohio, they rigged the election. And Jesse Ventura goes into it in this book. You can order it over at Infowars.com right now. I believe we have Alex Jones on the line. Alex.
Hey,
yes,
guys,
sir.
I'm driving down the highway here listening to you on the new free iPhone app. And, Bob, and I'll come back over the break briefly, but I did notice last night, Googling just my own name, that they're attacking Deborah Medina all over the place, including Newsweek, using me, saying, oh, look, the king of the 9/11 truthers, the, you know, the guru of the Tea Parties. You know, they use all these, the prophet of the Tea Party, which is actually overall the truth. I mean, Ron Paul, it's me, if you've got to pick somebody out, which I don't actually like, the level of heat and scrutiny and disinformation and Dylan Delpro that we're getting. But, you know, the point is, Deborah Medina has never even gotten into that, and that's fine. I've never asked her about 9/11 truth because I know she's a constitutionalist. We need to get her into office. It's a state position, and but they're really trying to bring that up. They're going after her on a lot of other issues now. They brought Palin in to endorse Perry over her because they now know that she can really win. They knew that before, but they wanted to ignore her to not give her attention. I think them attacking her is only going to blow up their
Alex face will be right, right after this.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. A criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get
rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Alex on the line. Richard Reeves in studio. And Alex was making the point during the break. No matter what happens, Medina running for the governorship is a win-win because we are shining light on the real issues and we are gearing other people up to run in big elections under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which is now a novel idea in this country, Alex.
Well, Denver Medina is the equivalent of George Washington winning that first battle a couple of years into the war at Trenton, New Jersey. They lost every battle, but they won that small battle, and that gave people the esprit de corps. It gave them that light at the end of the tunnel. It really buoyed them. And we had a big victory at Trenton 2 months ago in Copenhagen, but at the state level, where the real battle is, you look at NORTHCOM, you look at Homeland Security, you look at the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, you look at the governor's board that Obama's created, it's all about taking over the states. They recognize the number one threat is the 37 states now moving to declare sovereignty, not secession like Perry says. He's demonizing states' rights movement while posing as one of us. Yeah, that's a true Benedict Arnold, just like Beck. It's very sophisticated. But what they're doing here is, just by her gaining 4 or 5 points every week, if she had two more months, she would beat them hands down, no runoff. She may still win. Everybody's got to act like she can win. But now people will remember to take Ron Paul, the Campaign for Liberty, Patriot, you know, InfoWarrior-type candidates in other states, the city council, mayor, state house, Congress, Senate, governorship, a lot more serious, and they will catch fire a lot faster at the grassroots. And so people are now lining up the next three elections, the next 3 years, and we're going to see other great champions of freedom like Deborah Medina. I think people, frankly, even more impressive. She's very well-spoken, very smart, great person. I think you're going to see some men step forward. They're going to be incredibly dynamite, more women stepping forward. So, again, this is another victory at Trent. We've already won a giant victory that this is now international and national news, and the system is sending out their biggest guns, like Comrade Beck and the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Also, the Republican Party's running three Tea Party neocons against Ron Paul. Their true colors are being shown. This is a big victory. I'm going to throw it back to you and Richard Reeves. Great job, gentlemen. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Alex. And coming up in the next segment, Richard, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and I want to get your take on this, I want to show the panel of the new Captain America comic book. I don't know if you've seen it. I'm holding it in my hand.
Actually, I have seen it.
Where they portray the Tea Party movement as racist white people. Now, right. You've been to these things. I see Latinos there. I see black people there. I see non-whites there. You know, a lot of people would say that I'm not white enough. You know, I mean, I'm at these things. This is total propaganda, and it's done through what used to be, you know, an icon of American greatness, Captain America. You know, he went after Red Skull and Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is the comic book character that reigned in Hitler. And now, you know, I read this thing, and we're going to put it up on the screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Basically, Captain America is doing a little recon. He's got a partner. Partner's African-American. And they're looking into the crowd, signs like America, not American, and then ones you would never see at a tea party, things like teabag the libs before they teabag you. See, the teabag thing is something that the fake left has used to demonize the tea parties. No one's talking about teabagging. We believe that, you know, the founding fathers were onto something when they took on the British and they had their first Boston Tea Party. That's all this means. It has nothing to do with teabagging. Now, as the black gentleman looks into the crowd, he says, I don't exactly see any black people here, insinuating like, oh, this is some kind of a racist movement. So I want to get into that. I want to get into the mass mind control. I want to get into how they're going after our children in this comic book and much, much more. We're also going to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.